FM 90.3 WJTL 10th Avenue North with the tune Secrets, Light Shine In. Before that, we heard What Love Looks Like by Among the Thirsty and David Crowder Band back there with Fall on Your Knees. Good morning. You're hanging out with Annie and Mindy and your time is 7:03.
Hey, good morning, friends. So it is getting warm out there, which reminds me of summer. So this is kind of your friendly reminder that Creation Festival is coming back again this year. It's returning to Agape Farm in Mount Union, June 26th through the 29th. This year's musical performers include Skillet, Hillsong Worship, Crowder, Mandisa, 10th Avenue North, Elevation Worship, and so many more. WJTL will have a media tent live on location. We'll have contests and free stuff, and it's going to be a lot of fun. You can find out more details at creationfest.com, and we hope to see you there.
And this morning, it is rather crowded here in the studio because we're joined from some great fellas from the Lititz Area Mennonite School. They're here to talk about their benefit auction. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah. Oh, you guys, like, did you practice that? That
we
was
did.
Amazing.
Yep,
you have to look at our webcam. They're all wearing matching shirts. They look all, like, ready to talk about their school. So we're joined by Keith Garner this morning, Brad Zimmerman, Denver Summers, and hanging out with us just to look good as Lane Burkholder. So good morning again, guys.
Good morning.
So Keith, tell us about Lititz Area Mennonite School. Tell us about it.
I will. Well, Lititz Area Mennonite School was founded in 1978. We just finished our 41st year.
Wow.
And we are so excited about our newest program, Lititz Area Mennonite School Collaborative Academy. So
Ooh.
Now we're a pre-K through high school program.
Whoa.
And we just are excited about our first year in the high school program. And the blessing to me was our drama that we ended the year with called The Centurion, a collaborative project that was completely put together by our students and performed by our students, and they owned it. It was amazing. Clear-cut gospel message went out as well.
Oh, that's great.
So we have room in our patron body for new folks to come in, and we want you to be part of a vibrant, growing, faith-based community and share Christian education the Lamb's way.
You must be growing if you're adding all those grades.
We
I
are.
Forgot.
Absolutely.
Is there anybody you want to say
Absolutely.
Hi to this
My
morning?
Absolutely. My wonderful wife, Deb. Good morning, hon. Hope you're up and listening to us. I know you are, so wake up and enjoy the music.
Wake up and hang out with us. And
That's
we're
right.
also joined by Brad Zimmerman. Brad, you're the auction chair this year.
Good morning. Yeah, it's just a name, but we have an incredible team there at Lambs.
It sounds
we
good.
Really do.
Is there
yeah.
anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
I'd love to my wife, Kate, and our four kids, Adeline, Tayden, Brock, and Tenley. So they are up this morning and listening. So welcome, guys.
So, Brad, do you have any stories about the school or about the auction?
Well,
anything
I think
that
coming
sticks
in,
out?
Yeah, I think coming into this year, it's kind of evident. If anyone's watching from the webcam, they're getting the first sneak peek, really, of our theme this year.
They're all running to their computers to
exactly.
look, I'm telling you.
We're just trying to generate more hits on WJTL.
That's
but
right.
as far as the theme this year, we're going with a pink theme. And it's partially to honor all the years of service that Lane and Nicole, who were the chairs before my wife and I, it was his goal, Lane here, who's looking good this morning, to have an end with a pink theme. So we did that this year. So everyone's going to have to stop out, check out our pink theme, check out the website, and take a look around.
So give us some details here about the auction.
Yeah, so
Starts
tomorrow evening, Friday night. Auction starts at 6:15.
Okay.
But you want to make sure you stop out for our down-home dinner tomorrow evening as well. So start eating early, you know, and get filled up and then come in inside and start bidding on the auction. We also have a kids auction tomorrow night as well, which is always
That's
awesome.
Fun.
Kids have bidder numbers and can bid on items and things like that. So that's always
that's
a fun time for
cool.
the kids.
That's really cool to teach them.
And if
way.
People want details, they can go to lambsauction.info?
Absolutely.
And
that has our
they...
schedule and all the auction items.
Oh, that's great. And we're also joined by Denver this morning. Denver Summer sipping on his coffee. Good morning, Denver.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good, thank you. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Well, it's more of a thank you to Milt for not running over me in the parking lot the other morning.
Milt Stolzfus?
That would be him, yes. So I appreciate that, Milt. Thank you. For not hitting me.
Is there anything about the auction that just stands out to you that you, I mean, the auction's, it's going to be great. It's for a great cause. But is there a story or something you remember or something that stands out about
well,
this
I
event?
I have three things. I'll keep
yes.
them quick. Number
yes.
one, to work with this group of guys has been a blessing. And a close second and maybe tied for first is my auction boss, Karen. She does a wonderful job. I'll give her that in public for once.
Thank you.
She's recording this right now.
She's like, I can just play this over.
I bet she is recording this. She's probably not awake. So she'll miss it anyhow. But to see the support of the school has been a real blessing. Anytime you can see a box of 8 Whoopie Pies, that's 8 Whoopie Pies, go for over $800, you know that you have an incredible base to support
the
school.
So cool. That's so cool. It's Lititz Area Mennonite School. It's their benefit auction. Begins tomorrow night. It'll be Saturday then. Stick around, guys. We want to talk to you some more. Sound good?
Sounds great.
We have your news and weather, and we have a song by Jason Gray, and that's coming right up after this.